diversity and inclusion, and we want to make sure that we are as inclusive as we can be in our language as well as our behavior.
Henriksen says the system is also an important economic force in Missouri. It wants someone in charge who will help move Missouri forward. The Missouri House has overridden another one of Governor Jay Nixon's vetoes. Today, it overturned his veto of the so-called Paycheck Protection Bill, which would bar public employee labor unions from withholding dues from workers' checks without their written permission. Republican House Member Dellis Johnson of St. Joseph says as a member of a firefighters union, his dues constantly went to political candidates he opposed.
90% of our union members would raise their hand up and say, we want to support Jim Talent, or we want to support this other Republican. And then 2 or 3 days later, we'd go see in the newspaper a full-page ad that says the firefighters support Claire McCaskill.
Democrats argued that unionized workers already have the freedom to decide how their dues are used and that the bill is an attack on labor unions. An outbreak of bird flu has hit Missouri, but as KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports, this doesn't mean a repeat of last year's massive outbreak.
The bad news, a commercial turkey flock in Jasper County near Joplin was found to be infected with H5N1 avian flu. That's confirmed by the Missouri Department of Agriculture. 39,000 birds were destroyed last week as a precaution, and the farm is still quarantined. The good news, this strain is what's called low pathogenic. That means it's not as contagious as the highly pathogenic bird flu that devastated chicken and turkey farms in the Midwest last spring. That one, H5N2. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe.
Calling it hypocritical and cynical, Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed a measure its supporters say would make school funding more realistic. Rachel Lippman reports on today's decision.
The Republican-backed measure would have capped at 5%, the yearly growth in part of the formula used to determine state funding for schools. That, in turn, would have reduced the amount of money needed to fully fund that formula. Nixon, a Democrat, says GOP lawmakers need to make school funding a priority rather than lowering the bar.
The same legislators who say the current goal is out of reach are the very same folks who are supporting hundreds of millions of dollars in special interest tax breaks and pet projects. They tell public schools to lower their horizons. But for their special interest friends, the sky's the limit.
The Senate is considering when to attempt a veto override. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Republicans have not yet decided whether they will override Nixon's veto. I'm Jacob Kornhauser, KBIA News, Columbia.